Hi there. We're on to lesson two on our caring for seniors. And I want to take you this time on a little journey looking at what are the stress factors that come up when we are caring for the elderly, but also what are stress factors for the elderly themselves. One of the things that the elderly have a really tough time with is disappointment or disgruntlement. And sometimes the elderly get angry. And one of the problems that arises is, you know, how do we deal with the fact that the doctor's appointment took too long? You know, we had an appointment for 10 a.m. and it was 10:45, 45 minutes later before we even got into the room. And then we had to wait another 15 minutes for the doctor. That was an hour. And when an elderly person is dealing with that kind of thing, there's times when they can get very upset and very angry. And they take it out on the people who are around them. So if you and I are caring for some senior citizens, and we say, you know, I'll take you to that doctor's appointment. We're always hoping that the doctor's appointment is going to go well. Because if it doesn't, we could run into the fact of a angry person in the car with us on the way home. Or maybe you're one of the kids and you're trying to help your mom or dad, or you go to their house and you mow the lawn, and they get so angry because you did not mow the grass properly. You didn't mow it the way Dad would. And it just gets to be very frustrating for people when they're trying to help others. They're trying to help the senior citizen, but the senior citizen doesn't seem to appreciate it one bit. And so they get angry and they take that out on it. And that's a big stress factor for those who care about seniors. It's going to be true in our lives as we minister to seniors, but it's also going to be true in the lives of those who are caring for the seniors, and even amongst the seniors amongst themselves. It's going to be a difficult situation to deal with anger and grumpiness, and sometimes that's just the way it is. So when we care for seniors, we need to be aware of some facts about that person, not just some theories of aging we read in a magazine. We need to know that person. It's easy enough to read some stuff online, read some things in a magazine. You know, you subscribe to the AARP thing and you think you're going to learn all about aging. And no, that's not really a good way to find things. And so today we're going to look at some stress factors in caring for seniors that will affect how we relate to seniors and how we help those who are caregivers for those seniors. Come along. Let's go for a journey. The ideas I'm going to be sharing with you today are prompted by a couple of articles. I just said, let's not go to the internet and read something. But these are prompted by a couple of articles on the website agingcare.com. At that website, you'll find many useful articles which can help clarify the issues we run into. I know for myself, as I was a pastor and caring for many of the elderly, I served churches that had a significant elderly population amongst them. In one church I served for 4 years, and in that time I buried nearly 50 people. So it was like one person a month was dying. That was just an indicator of how many elderly there were in that church. And so we were always dealing with people who were getting ready to die, or people who had just lost a spouse, or people who knew that there was a loss in their life because their parent had passed away. We were dealing with things about funerals. We'll deal with funerals in another lecture too. But the fact is that when we deal with seniors, there are so many things to care about. And I want us to be caring. I want us to try to be those who care about others in a very special way, with the sort of feeling that God has given us this calling. I thought I'd add this picture in here. How are the elderly depicted in our culture? Now, this may vary around the world as you, our students, come from many differing cultures. But how does your culture depict the elderly? This sign says, be careful, slow. There's elderly people. And what do they have? The people who are bent over and walking with a cane. And each culture has a way of thinking about the elderly. And this sign with the caution sign is talking about people who may live in the area. It's probably found on a street where there's a senior citizens complex, where they live in assisted living perhaps, or they live in independent living, but they're getting on in years. And what do we think of that? Do we think of the elderly as people who are just bent over and who need a cane to walk? Or is there something different? Maybe there's more to seniors than what this sign depicts. My wife is a person who was an in-home caregiver for the elderly and disabled. That meant that she went to people's houses and interacted with them. She was their friend. She took them grocery shopping. She took them on little outings. They would go get coffee together. One delightful elderly woman that she was with, who was nearly blind, loved to play pool with her on the pool table in her apartment facility. And my wife just really enjoyed this interaction that she had with these elderly people and the disabled. But there were always some funny things that would take place. One of them, for example, there was this individual. He was an elderly man who had some very strong thoughts about what he wanted in life and how he wanted to experience life and what he thought he was capable of doing. Now, his three daughters, he called them the committee. His three daughters knew that he really wasn't able to stay at home by himself anymore. So they arranged for him to be moved one day to an assisted living facility. They felt that they had convinced him of the necessity of this and that he had agreed that it was going to be something that would happen and that it would take place on such and such a day and so on. And a moving truck showed up and they took his furniture and they brought it to his assisted living apartment so that it was just like home, except it was in this assisted living quarters that he had now. 2 days later, the moving truck was there again. He had called the movers and said, "I want to go back home." And so they came and they moved him back home. Now, that was not exactly what the committee was expecting to have happen, but it's one of those things that to me provided so much humor, because the elderly person knows what they want, but sometimes it's just not possible. And so you have these conflicting experiences where the daughters really wanted him in a place where he would be cared for, and he wanted to be in a place by himself where, yeah, he had people come in, like my wife, to help him with daily chores and so on. But he didn't want to be stuck in a place where all the old people lived. Now, sometimes, on the other hand, there are difficult people. The fact is that all of us, as we grow older, find our options becoming more and more limited when we think about what do we have any say-so over anymore. More and more, our options are dictated by others. And we're left with, well, do you want yellow Jell-O or green Jell-O for lunch? And that's just very difficult for some people to put up with. And so they become difficult. And so they're the difficult people. But there's also so many senior citizens who are just beautiful people. They've aged, perhaps they've gotten some dementia, but their lives are something beautiful. And so as we interact with them, we discover some wonderful things about their lives and wonderful things about what God has done with them. Both difficult and beautiful people are very important when we're trying to minister to the elderly. The elderly have issues with health. We're going to be focusing on that in another lecture in terms of all the health issues that happen, and we're going to be trying to take a good look at that. But as the picture depicts, there's a lot of elderly people who end up lying in a sick bed. And discussions amongst the elderly seem to always turn to what ails, and I say us, because I've got several things that I can describe to people as, oh man, I got this thing and I got that and I got the next thing. And fear can come to be a part of our lives when we're dealing with our health. Fear of the pain, fear of the outcome of medical procedures is on one's mind. We don't want to go there. We don't want to have that poking, that prodding, the drawing of blood. And yet it's something we need to do in order that others can be supportive to our health. And so when you are ministering to senior citizens, you need to keep in mind that their health is always on their mind. And it may be the source of some real tension between them, their spouse, their children, their grandkids. It can always be a problem. Now, there's some common issues that caregivers can run into. When you and I are dealing with the elderly, one of these things that you run into, chronic complaining. I know I'm even kind of good at that, where I can say, oh man, my back is hurting again, and my knees hurt, and my hips hurt, and oh my, I've got arthritis in my fingers, and it hurts like crazy sometimes. And that chronic complaining will sometimes cause those of us who are looking to minister to seniors to tell ourselves, I don't think this guy wants me around here. Really, they do. They really do. But they don't know how to get past the pain. Sometimes there's mood swings. I mean, wild mood swings among the elderly. And what you will discover is it kind of depends on what day you're there, or even which hour of the day that you're there. When you're there to care about them, and they can be joyful and happy in the morning, and the afternoon be just very grumpy. There's some very real things like that happen just as a common, ordinary thing of aging. Mood swings are issues that somebody who cares for senior citizens is going to run into. And there's medication side effects. Sometimes the side effects are debilitating, and that's difficult for us as those who try to minister to people to try to deal with. How do we encourage them to take their medications when we realize that sometimes this medication is giving them some side effects that are really less than ideal, and yet it's better than the disease? It's just hard to know. And there's pain, there's boredom. You know, I can't go outside anymore. We really experienced boredom amongst senior citizens during this time of COVID and with all the lockdowns with COVID. Amongst the elderly, particularly, there's just nothing to do. They look at themselves and they say, well, what am I going to do? I can't go have coffee with my friends. I can't go down to the park and sit with my friends at a table and just talk. And so boredom gets to be something that those of us who care for seniors will run into. And it's something that as we minister to seniors, we can help to alleviate that boredom. Because God intends for us to have interesting lives. And then another common issue that caregivers run into is dementia, or its companion, Alzheimer's. And those two things are also very difficult when you're trying to interact with someone and they ask you the same question time after time after time and don't seem to realize that you've just been talking about various things. When we're involved with Ministry of Seniors, we will inevitably have opportunity to interact with their caregivers. And that could be family, it may be a person from an agency, it could be people who work in the assisted living residences, people who work in nursing homes, and we can be the presence of Jesus for all of them. That is ministry also to seniors. Because all of these people need the people around them, the caregivers that will help them and people that care about them. They need these individuals who will give them support. And it's important for us then to give those people support. It's this whole web of social interaction where when everyone has someone to talk to, when everyone has someone supporting them, we all are going to do better. And so remember that you'll have that opportunity. Interact with your caregivers and feel good about it. It's an important aspect of what you have the opportunity to do. And then there's the grandkids. They're so precious to their grandparents. And so it's important, I think, for us as doing ministry to seniors to encourage intergenerational contact. Sometimes the person's own grandchildren do not live nearby, and so they only see them once in a great while. But then it would be good for us to arrange ways of having younger kids go to nursing homes, go to visit elderly people and so on. When I was actively working in ministry and I had four little girls as we were growing up, I often would take one of them along when I went to visit the elderly. And it was the most delightful situation. The elderly person just couldn't get over the fact that this little kid would come and be present in their house with them. It was a very precious thing. Encourage that. Encourage people to interact with each other. As caregivers of seniors and their caregivers in turn, we're called by God to show his compassion on his children. That's what we are called to do. And so when God wants to show his compassion on his children, it isn't just little kids. His compassion is on his little child who's 90 years old. God's compassion reaches out his arms and surrounds people who are sitting by the window, just looking down the road, hoping that their kids are going to come to visit this week. And God wants us to show his compassion also even to the happy elderly, to the people who are really enjoying life. And we can walk with them in this and enjoy this time with them. It's a very, very wonderful thing to have intergenerational contact. It'll help make the elderly the happy elderly. And yes, God's compassion wants to be shown through us, even to the grumpy elderly. That's our privilege of ministry. That's our opportunity for ministry. That's how we can make sure that our lives show that God cares for everyone. God's love is channeled through us so that our very presence, and this was something I had to learn, and it was very difficult for me to learn because I found it hard to believe that I could be this, but our very presence provides a stream of living water for all of God's people. This was not something I thought could be true of me. When I first was in ministry, I struggled with the idea of how do I show God's love through my presence, through encouraging others to be present with all of God's people. But when I finally realized what was going on, I realized that just being around people and being there with them and for them and available to them provides a stream of living water for all of God's people, from little kids to the most elderly. And it's that opportunity for service and for ministry that I encourage you to go for. It's great. Go for it. Well, that's all for today. We'll see you next time.